firstly, it is very clear that we are in desperate times, and the measures that are being taken are desperate. So this is a desperate attempt to try and find someone with the pockets who can come in and assist. But however, I don't see the minister achieving much, because there is already a clear roadmap that has been agreed by the international community, that re-engagement with Zimbabwe, readmission of Zimbabwe into the international community of nations, has to be based firstly on a very clear arrears clearance strategy. The government is in arrears in terms of its debt to the its repayments to the IMF, the World Bank, and the Africa Development Bank to the amount of 1.8 billion, which it has to clear. And the initial agreement was that it was going to be cleared by end of April this year, but now it has been extended to end of October. So the issue really is that there is already a very clear roadmap that has been agreed. So government has to, first of all, fulfill the conditions that have been set out.
Mr. Chidamasa was meeting with some business people and organizations who you say have shown interest in Zimbabwe. Do you see them committing to invest in Zimbabwe soon?
You must be clear that discussions have always been taking place. But discussions are just that. They are discussions. They are explorations. People want to know when they meet the Minister of Finance, which direction the economy is moving. They want an update. So they would basically be very keen to get such an update. So it's an opportunity for the minister to basically explain how things are back home,